North Country chefs are getting ready for a showdown on November 3rd to see who can best match culinary expertise with local food.
This is a heirloom tomato salad with basil, cucumber.
Began last month at Franconia's Horse and Hound Inn. Four chefs are facing off in the second year of a competition organized by the North Country Farmers Co-op.
They're using 100% local ingredients. They're each cooking a soup and they're each cooking an appetizer.
That's Caitlin Crumperman, the marketing director for the Littleton Co-op, which sponsored the Franconia event. Under the rules, the chefs are allowed to pick their ingredients and their dishes. There'll be a People's Choice Award, but the serious judging is by three chefs from the White Mountain chapter of the American Culinary Federation. One of those judges is Matthew Holland, the executive chef at the Mountain Club on Loon in Lincoln.
Really, what you're looking for is, you know, flavor and taste and how well people are utilizing their ingredients. How well their dishes are put together.
In one corner of the patio, Travis Giles, the culinary instructor at the White Mountains Community College, is finishing up his dishes.
I actually made a butternut squash soup with a local maple syrup, old man maple syrup product, cream chantilly with roasted pepitas for my soup.
Those who bought $25 tickets are quizzing the chefs and waiting for samples. Then it gets serious.
Chefs, are we ready to go?
The three chefs from the Culinary Federation and an apprentice are seated at a table, and the dishes are arriving.
Here comes the second soup. Looks delicious.
The competition in Franconia was followed by Colebrook and Gorham. Now, nine finalists will compete for the overall win on November 3rd at the Mountain View Grand in Whitefield. And the money raised from the $30 tickets will help the Farmers Co-op to buy a new truck. For NHPR, this is Chris Jensen.